And now, a bonus novella. Unlocked, an oral history of Hayden Syndrome. Introduction.
25 years ago, doctors and hospitals were receiving their first cases of the disease that was initially misdiagnosed as a variant of the influenza A virus subtype H5N1, and then briefly known as the Super Bowl flu and the Great Flu, and then finally, after the full extent of the damage it could cause was known, named Hayden Syndrome. The disease would claim millions of lives and sentence millions more to lock in, a paralysis of the body that leaves the mind fully functional. Between that first appearance and today, our nation and the world has experienced the tragedy of the onset of the disease, the triumph of the technological and social response to its challenges, and the aftermath of both, positive and negative, on our culture and the world we live in. This document is the result of interviews with many of the doctors, scientists, politicians, and ordinary people who were instrumental in both our understanding of Hayden Syndrome and our national and global response to it. While no single document can comprehensively chronicle the effects and changes to our world that Hayden Syndrome created, the goal with this document is to give those who were born after its onset, some of them now fully adults, a screenshot of how the generation before them responded to what is now considered the single greatest public health challenge the planet has experienced. It's also to remind them that while Hayden Syndrome is no longer transmitting in such vast numbers, it is still one of the planet's major ongoing health issues, with tens of thousands of new cases annually in the United States alone. Only vigilance and a respect for the disease stands between us and another epidemic. As our nation prepares to implement the former Abrams-Kettering bill, now the Progress with Prosperity law, and allows private entrepreneurship to continue the work on Hayden Syndrome originally funded in the public sphere, let us remember there should always be a place for the sort of basic research and prevention that can only be done by a well-funded and citizen-focused governmental organization such as the Centers for Disease Control. The CDC is happy to have funded this oral history. Yvette Henry, MD, Director, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.